Good day, Namibia. This is Herman. I am from Mana Christian Church, and I'm here to share the word with you from the book of our apostle, Josh Tadeu, with the title, Evangelism. We will touch on one of the most practical ways to evangelize. This is one of the tools we can use for effective evangelism. It is called the list of 5 to 15. So this list consists of each believer taking a piece of paper, dividing it into three categories: the names of your friends, your families, and colleagues. These are the people you are fighting for. These are the people you love and you wish to see them giving their life to Jesus. You wish to see them following Christ. So what you do, the purpose of this list is that we want to be focused. We want to invest into praying for these people, fellowshipping with these people, communicating constantly with these people, so that we see them one day eventually giving their life to Christ and serving the Lord. So we want to win the world for Jesus, but we cannot look after more than 5 to 15 people. So you want to limit it to maximum 15 people. You might have one or two people, but you can always extend your list to maximum 15. So the list of 5 to 15 can be very practical, because when you are praying, you are able to take out that list and present those names before the Lord. You pray for wisdom. You pray for the Holy Spirit to speak to these people, to convince them. You pray for wisdom so that you are able to assist these people have an encounter with God. And this is done out of love. This is done out of the unconditional love of God. Just as it's written in the book of John chapter 3 verse 16, God so loved the world so much that he gave his only beloved son, so that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So when we hold unto this promise, we also fill our hearts with love and we say, Lord, I love my neighbor, I love my family, I love my friends, and I don't want to see them perish. So for I love them so much, I will give my time in praying for them. That's why they are on my list of 5 to 15. So it's a very practical way to evangelize. So these people cannot be abandoned. It's very important. Every time you sow the word of salvation into someone's heart, every time you speak of the plan of salvation, you speak of Jesus, people might accept that message into their hearts. And we know that the word of God is like a seed into the heart of the person. But do not forget that the enemy is not happy that you are sowing the seed into the person's heart. So the enemy comes right away and try to steal the word. So therefore, you are reminded as a Christian, as a believer, to constantly check up on these people. You cannot abandon them. They must be closely accompanied. So how do you do that? You can do as it's written in the book of Acts chapter 2 verse 42. Here you have fellowship with them through prayer and through breaking of bread. So in other words, sometimes you just have a coffee with this person. You just have a moment with this person where you just connecting to the person and not necessarily bring up the word. And then secondly, you also pray for them in their presence and also in their absence. And you also accompany them to church. You remind them. If you are inviting them to your church, make an effort of inviting them in advance, reminding them, or even to pick them up if there is a need. So it's a very practical way to ensure that the seed of salvation that was planted in the person's heart is not lost. We are watering and we are taking care of that seed so that one day it can grow and this person can eventually receive the eye-opening and come closer to God and eventually become someone who is strengthened into the word, into the church, and in Jesus. Thank you very much. We will touch on the next lesson to unpack what it is to have fellowship with our brothers and sisters in Christ. Amen.